Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 27th of November. It is Friday, and it is the day after Thanksgiving here in America. That is what the retail world calls Black Friday. I don't know why they call it that. You know, it's supposed to be like this perfect storm of shoppers saving money and everyone pushing their way into stores. I think retailers love it. I don't know why they act like they don't, but here we are. And whatever you're doing today, I just pray peace and rest and favor into your life. And if you're traveling, if today's the day you're heading home or whatever, maybe we'll take 7 or 8 minutes here and bless you along the way. I want to remind you that tomorrow, the 28th of November, is a Saturday, and we'll be telling you about the sermon that's coming up on the weekend. And then on the 29th, we'll air that long sermon as a separate podcast. And then on Monday, the 30th, we will have the November essay edition for you. So a few different things coming up this weekend. Also, I am in Missouri this week. I will be preaching this Sunday morning at the Poplar Bluff Southside General Baptist, where my dad, Rick White, is the interim pastor, and he's asked me to come and preach this Sunday morning. So if you are in the Southeast Missouri, Northeast Arkansas area, come see me Sunday. And the details are on my website, paulwhiteministries.com/schedule. Okay, I'm in the book of Proverbs, and I want to share with you a verse from the 13th chapter. And this is a spot that I have used before in preaching about how I personally believe that if Christianity is simply a message of going to heaven when you die, I think you will be heartsick. I didn't say you'll be homesick. You might construe it as homesickness, but I think you'll be heartsick because I think that is a Christianity whose hope is deferred until after you're dead. And I don't believe that the mission of Jesus was to simply give you a hope that you could go somewhere when you died. Jesus came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundant. He didn't say, I have come that you might have life and that it might start when you die. And again, let me just throw in what I always throw in. This doesn't mean I don't believe in a place called heaven. I very much do. It doesn't mean that I don't believe you'll live on after you die. I very much do believe those things. But I also don't believe that's the whole story. In fact, I don't even believe that's much of the story as it regards what's relevant to this life and your living this life. You have life out in front of you, hope that you can grab hold of, and that you can see the fruition of in this life. Let's read for you Proverbs 13:12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. I think hope deferred makes the heart sick is a very powerful statement written. Now, granted, about 1,000 years before Christ is when this would have been put to paper to say hope deferred makes the heart sick. But Christ will come along as the fulfillment of all of the hopes of Israel. He comes along as a tree of life. In fact, when the book of Revelation shows us the New Jerusalem and the river of life in it and the trees of life that line the banks of that river, that is called the Lamb's Bride. That's you and I, the New Jerusalem. And inside of us is that tree of life, which means that you and I have access right now to that tree. So think about that tree of life as a representation of the life of the Spirit. Or if you want to think about it this way, think about that tree of life as Jesus. Read that verse again. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it's a tree of life. Jesus becomes the fulfillment of that desire. So for me, Christianity is not about the hope of going to heaven someday. It is about the tree of life taking root inside of us, and that becoming our desire. Once we see that, there's no more hope deferred. Again, it doesn't mean we don't have a home in heaven to go to. It means our hope is not placed in the fact that we're going to a home in heaven. Our hope is placed in the man, the tree of life, the living, breathing desire, Christ Jesus. I also think that the ideology or the things that we line up to look forward to, I think those things can become a hope deferred. And it's why I say if heaven or going somewhere when you die is your only hope, you might call it homesick, but I think the Bible calls it heartsick. The tree of life is not static. The tree of life is active. And therefore, the tree of life becomes our desire. And the tree of life is not a hope deferred. It's a hope we have. It's a reality that we know. Once we invest in that tree of life, and by invest in, I don't in any way mean financially. I mean, once we sort of sell ourselves out to that tree of life and let it grow, we start to take on its qualities and its characteristics. Let me give you an example. In Isaiah chapter 61, that's the famous, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he hath anointed me" passage. If you sneak on down past the part that Jesus reads and you skip the part that Jesus skips in Isaiah 61:2, and you go into that next verse, listen to Isaiah 61:3. "To console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified." Now, I want to do more work on that when we get to Isaiah, but for today, I just want you to realize that you and I in Christ are trees of righteousness. A tree is what it is. Whatever it's planted to be is exactly what it is. We are the planting of the Lord. In us, he is glorified. We are only able to be trees of righteousness because the tree of life has already put its roots in us. Jesus will talk about this a little bit in John 15 when he talks about, "I'm the vine, you're the branches." What that really means is I'm the root and you're what grows off the root. That's closer to the Greek. I'm the what makes the vine what it is. You're just the outshoots of what's coming off that root. So I think whenever the tree of life, whenever Christ Jesus and who he is become central, our hope is no longer deferred. Therefore, our heart is no longer sick. Our desire lies in who he is and what he is. And that brings peace, rest, and stability to our soul. I hope you have a safe day, a wonderful day, a relaxing day, and the favor of God rests upon you. We'll see you again tomorrow when we continue in Proverbs. We'll talk about our Sunday drop coming up this week as well. Have a great day. God bless.